Blog Talk Radio.
So many paths, only one road to choose. If you live for yourself, you know you will lose. In your heart, let your love rule. Well, we are made with godly attributes. Well, I said, it ain't gonna be right. When it's right, then we choose. Yes, we gotta live up now. Hey, we gotta live up now. Whoa, hey. We're gone are the days I used to slumber. Gone are the days that I used to wonder. These are the days the prophets look for, yeah. We're gonna have the pages. I am awake like a storm rising. Where do we begin? Well, I said some of a lot, but most have nothing. Well, out of the mouth of the babes and suckers then. We are asking the question, brutality. The system not provided for none of our needs. But them one in a luxury. Yo, but they're living unjustly. I've enough bloodshed, another youth is dead. What is judgment from Babylon gonna be shred? We're giving thanks for our daily bread. Yes, my eyes stay red. Hey, gone are the days that I used to slumber. Gone are the days that I used to wonder. These are the days Elijah looked for. Yeah, gone are the days. Well, I am awake. World leaders and my working in vain. They made the millions out to slave trade. Now they flooded the ghettos with guns and cocaine. Watch them go down the drain. Well, we lift up our voice, lift up our hands, lift up our spirit. Yeah. To the eternal life I live, and the one who kills it.
Yeah, who's going to give us that eternal spirit? Blessed souls, greetings and blessings, blessings. Everyone, don't just come in one live because you want to stay alive. Into our Chaim Chesed Rachamim. I'd like to give a big shout out on Soul Class number 40, where hopefully today we'll start a new chapter in life without war and strife. Chapter 10 from Psalms, Perek Yud. And I want to give a big shout out, by the way, to everyone, but especially to, I got some good vibes this morning after I posted the announcement of today's show, to Ms. Brenda Hooks, Renee Wilson Dasher, and Deidre Foster, and all the way out in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, the holy city of Jerusalem, where very soon the Most High will empower the line of Judah, Ariya Shayhu, to roar out Torah Chadashah, new insight into Torah, which will bring back the children to the fathers, and the fathers to the children, and the mothers to the fathers, and everyone getting together in any scenario you want to concoct within your blessed mind, heart, and soul, everyone. This is Soul Class number 40, and again, I just want to call out to Rav Shimon Fish, who gave me some good vibes with the Shema Yisrael this morning in his response to my humble posting of my efforts this morning. Soul Class, blessed souls, I want to remind everyone, being that this is Soul Class number 40, Soul being an acronym for S7O, oldest or original, U, universal, L, laws, to loose the seven high commandments, which were given over to the blessed children of Noah under the guidance of Noah, Ish Tzadik. You can read about that in chapter 9, verses 1, when his three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, were blessed by the Most High. It's all there in front of you, but also this show is dedicated to reminding each and every human being who I have the merit to interact with via this humble effort, that they have a divine image at Tzelem Elokim. And so part of this show is that we just read out this verse, and one day, hopefully very soon, in a time, space, and soul configuration for all of us in a peaceful and pleasant manner, we'll go more into the Torah Shabbat Peh, the oral Torah traditions of what the implications are of the Tzelem Elokim, not just reading it in a dry, rote manner. But let's just read it anyway, chant it out now in chapter 1, verse 27. Vayivra Elohim et ha'adam b'tzalmo b'tzelem. Elohim bara oto zachar nekeva bara otam. So the Most High created man in his image. In the image of the Most High, he created him. Male and female, he created them. That being said, blessed souls, we're in the Torah portion of Shmot, the beginning of the second book of the Torah of Yisrael. Also, instructions for all the nations, the blessed children of Noah. And I want to pluck something out from a teaching from a direct descendant of King David and King Solomon, the Baba Cherebi from Shabbat Vorkim, Tafshin Lamed Gimel, which would be the Shabbos that we of Israel have a custom, the last Shabbat of each Hebrew month, and as the preparation for the new Hebrew month, which would have been the blessing the month of Shvat, which will be not this coming Shabbat, but the next blessed Shabbat. This is plucking out something that the Rebbe talked about in 1972, corresponding to Tafshin Lamed Gimel, 5733. And today is, by the way, blessed souls, it is the 15th day of Tevis, the Hebrew Dead of creation, the universal human day, 5,771 years, blazing and grazing into creation, corresponding to December 22nd, 2010. So this matter that the Rebbe mentioned out, that at all the time we have not reached the final journey towards the true redemption, which is called Merchav Hamiti, the true wideness, the true broadness of creation. We still haven't gone out completely from the going out of Egypt, which, so in a sense, we are still experiencing a modern form of Egypt, which unfortunately has been textured by the philosophies and ideologies of not just ancient Egypt, but ancient Babylon, ancient Greece, Assyria, and of course, in this level of Galut that we're still in, Galus, Galut Edom, which is the Galut of Rome, which was unfortunately manifested the dispersing of the Israelite people, the Jewish people, from our holy land, Eretz Yisrael, the land of meditation for every generation into creation, as well for every nation. The land of Israel, with the destruction of the Second Temple over 1,940 plus years ago. So we're still trying to deal with our limitations, and we break out of our limitations, meaning we still stay in the context of human beings, blessed souls. And that being said, what's going to give us that power? Well, we see in this week's Torah portion that in chapter 3, verse 14, it says the following: Vayomer Elohim el Moshe ehaya asher ehaya, Vayomer ko tomar divnei Yisrael ehaya shalochani aleichem. And the Moses said unto Moses, I will be what I will be. That's ehaya asher ehaya. And he said, you shall say unto the children of Israel, I will be, and I have sent. Has sent me, meaning the Most High sent Moshe unto you, the children of Israel. But Moshe was also sent to the blessed children of Noah, because he received those seven traditions, seven commandments, seven universal connections of, number one, not to blaspheme the Creator with the Creator's name. Number two, not to commit idolatry. Number three, not to commit premeditated murder. Number four, not to commit adultery. Number five, not to steal. Number six, not to eat the limb of an animal while still alive. Number seven, to raise up righteous statutes across every land for every nation in the creation, a soulful vibration, including as well educating the masses that they shouldn't be just treated in an undignified manner, to educate people about the powerful force of tzedakah, of charity, acts of gemilus chasodim, acts of kindness, and of course, to educate people of the positive and pleasant ways of teshuvah, returning to the Most High. That being said, now blessed souls, let's now get into chapter 10 in Psalms, Tehillim, Chant a Psalm a Day. So let's start right off, right now. And this, the inner dimension of this Psalms, blessed souls, is that, you know, King David understood that the wicked people in creation were basically people stuck in the past and unwilling to realize they can become better people. They start to boast. Until he says, the wicked man gets to the point in his arrogance, there's no law, there's no judge. But the Most High, you should know, the wicked say, pays no attention to the actions of mere mortals. So King David, as a prophet and a sweet singer of Israel, wants to remind all of us that there is a judgment, that there is an action, there is a reaction, there's a consequence for all of our actions. Let's go into it now, blessed souls. Lama Adonai Ta'amod Barachok Talim li'itot b'tzara. Why do you, O Lord, stand afar? Do you hide yourself in times of distress? B'gavat rasha yidlak oni yitapsu Bimzimot Zu Chashavu. The wicked man's arrogance pursues the poor. They are corrupt by the scheme they have contrived. Ki Hilel Rasha Al Ta'avat Nafsho Ovotseya Berech Mi Eitz Adonoi. For the wicked man glories in the desire of his heart, and the robber boasts that he has scorned the Most High. Rasha Kegova Apo Bal Yidrosh En Elohim Kol Mezimotov. The wicked one is an insolence, his arrogance, he says, the Most High does not avenge. All his thoughts are, there is no God. Heaven forbid I add that. Yachilu Drochov B'chol Et Morom Mishpatecha Minegdo Kol Sorov Yafiach Bohem. His ways always succeed. Your retribution is far removed before he puffs at all his foes. Omar Balibo Bal Imot Lador Vador Asher Lo Vara. He says in his heart, I shall not falter for all generations, no evil shall befall me. So our only fitting response, blessed souls, to respond to someone like that, look at all the ancient civilizations that got involved in iniquity. Where are they today? Ancient Egypt? Dust. Ancient Babylon? A shadow of what it once was. The Assyrian Greek civilization crumbled to the dust. Ancient Roman civilization, just something you can reference in a history book. But we of Israel, Am Yisrael Chai, we are an eternal people, and we're enjoying the opportunity to spread to all the blessed children of the world, the Bnei Noach, the blessed children of Noach, to enjoy their eternal heritage. And I want to respond also to the wicked man's thoughts and mentalities, and he should leave his wicked thoughts. And we can learn more about this by going to the laws of repentance in Rambam's Mishneh Torah, chapter 7, Halach 3. But you got to go there, blessed souls. And it's published by almost 9 books. I'm not a salesman for them. I'm just trying to share with you, as your friendly neighborhood cyberspace Torah activist, there is a way to improve ourselves through the knowledge of the Most High. So I want to end off with a song from Warrior Trumpet, a youth man, I think from Jamaica. And I got sent this video by a good friend, Achi Mordechai Ramos in Florida. So here we go. This is the response to the wicked man, that young people shall take up the cause of the youth to fight for the truth to make it a better world. Ahav Echad, one love, Gorel Echad, one love, one destiny, blessed souls, L'kulana for all of us, B'dachinam D'achisham, in a peaceful, pleasant way. Have a great day. Don't let anyone tell anyone that you should be discouraged, but be the one that will encourage. Shalom, everyone.
The youth and my children. If I step to make it through this evil of world, yeah. Oh, yeah. Love, love, love. I gave the people some. Yeah.
My life on the line, the fight for the youth all the time.
Log Talk Radio.
With my lives.
Love Hope Radio.
get more out of your meetings, your classes, your note-taking. LiveScribe smart pens capture everything you hear and write with a simple tap. LiveScribe. Tap it. Get it. Log Talk Radio.
Did you do it in the past?
Huh? What?
Did you ever do it?
No. I was trying to.
Don't do it then.
It's the 60th anniversary of the end of World War II. While history records the epic battles that ultimately brought fanaticism to its knees, there were other moments that should not go unremembered. This is one of them. Dearest mine, again, no mail. A bit of excitement. An NBC reporter phoned me last night and told me he wanted to broadcast part of my service on this Sunday afternoon. Captain Sidney Lefkowitz was now advancing with his unit into Germany. Earlier he had landed on Omaha Beach, was at the Battle of San Lo, and would soon serve at the Battle of the Bulge. Captain Sidney Lefkowitz, winner of the Bronze Star for Valor, U.S. Army chaplain, Rabbi. This afternoon we arranged for the broadcast. The reporter promised to have NBC advise you so that you could tune in. Therefore, unless atmospheric conditions interfere, you'll be hearing me on Sunday. Yours, Sidney. The first Jewish service broadcast on Nazi soil for soldiers of the advancing Allied armies. A Jewish service held near the site of a destroyed synagogue, broadcast to all of America. and perhaps even more significantly, a broadcast that was to be redeemed directly to the German people. A warning, in the words of Milton Krentz, radio director of the American Jewish Committee, that the Allied armies, composed of every color, faith, and nationality, will never halt until freedom takes the place of tyranny on every inch of Axis soil. And so the stage was set for one of the most moving gestures of the war.
The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the American Jewish Committee, brings you now a special broadcast of historic significance, with the first Jewish religious service broadcast from Germany since the advent of Hitler.
It's this service is being held in an open field underneath a blue sunlit sky. You can hear the sound of artillery guns, because the front line is not far from where we are. The ruins amidst which we stand, we are solaced with the thought, an everlasting memorial consecrates the sacrifice, and upon it is written in letters that glow like burning coals, the spirit of man cannot be conquered.
The importance of the service in Aachen was apparent to everyone. The U.S. Army dispatched photographers to cover the event. AP, UPI, and Acme Pictures were also present. And while Rabbi Lefkowitz conducted the service, he was not the only one to speak. There, in a show of unity and faith, were two other Army chaplains.
For Jim Beck, he calls upon the Jews of Germany, have failed miserably in their real purpose. Nazi Germany was never really able to crush the heart of man and remove his longing for God. Now, one of the good fruits born of this war be religious freedom for all men.
Heard a special broadcast of historic significance presented by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with the American Jewish Committee. Complete copies of this historic broadcast may be obtained free of charge by writing directly to the American Jewish Committee, 386 4th Avenue, New York 16, New York.